And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, Alabama. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, we started a new topic right before the break. I'm talking about the victory dance. I've been calling it the Trump happy dance. It's amazing to see the change of mood among athletes where we got so just worn out with the, you know, people who were kneeling at the anthem and complaining about the very country that was making them rich and famous. And now it just seems like we got this different level of optimism. Well, I'm going to bring somebody on now who has had had an amazing career himself. Everybody knows U.S. Senator Katie Britt, who has come on the show multiple times. Her husband, Wesley Britt, is also an amazing guy himself. Wesley Britt, by the way, is a former offensive lineman for the Alabama Crimson Tide, third-team All-American, first-team All-SEC, taken in the fifth round of the NFL draft, spent his time with the New England Patriots largely, and he's on the phone right now. Wesley Britt, how are you doing?
Doing great, Phil. This is doing incredible. I mean, this is a new day in America right now. It's a sense of relief and optimism, and I think you're seeing that in the reflection in sports. I mean, we're seeing the dance, the Trump dance, the celebration in sports and football,
yeah,
golf,
yeah,
UFC, all across the table, even in soccer and golf.
MMA, and what is going on?
I know, but you're also seeing it in construction. You're seeing it with developers. You're seeing it at factories. You're seeing it everywhere. People have hope. We've all known that there's a change, and now people are breathing a sigh of relief, and not only is making America great, it's making America fun again. Which is nice to be able to have fun.
Can we? And you know what? There's a hat. We need a hat that says "Make America Fun Again." I think that would be a hoot to have that.
And for so long, we were criticized if you tried to have fun.
Yeah.
You couldn't do anything. You had to walk around with eggshells, on eggshells.
What also got me, too, man, was in the sports world, which, by the way, the idea of being able to play at the level of sports where you have is not just cool to do. It's also an honor, really. The fact that
we have a country
that supports that level of athletic ability and payment to the athletes for what they do. And yet we had so many of them for a while there kneeling at the anthem, complaining about who we are as a nation, talking about it, systemic racism and all these things that I believe don't exist. And you were already out of the NFL when all that kneeling at the flag started, right?
I was just out, which made it really odd for me because my experience in the NFL playing at the New England Patriots, San Diego, was totally different. It was an experience where, for one, Donald Trump was one of the few people that came into our locker room.
Oh, wow.
Being friends with Mr. Kraft. He was there often at the games. President Trump would come to our games, and maybe Ozzy Osbourne were the only people outside the team that I remember coming in the locker room pregame.
That's a mixed bag.
It really is. But we would weekly send boxes of goods and socks and a whole litany of things and a lot of Copenhagen to our warriors in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We would send care packages all the time. We would have fundraisers. It's a very patriotic environment from the time I came to the NFL in 2005 to the time I left in 2009. And it changed really weird. We got into a weird time as a country. And for me, when the Pledge of Allegiance is being played, or the national anthem in this case, is being played, you stand in reverence. You think about the men and women who are serving overseas, that are fighting for our country so we can play a sport for a living. I mean, is that not crazy? Like, and we think about you and your service, Phil. Thank you for your service. And without that, without my grandfather in World War II, my other grandfather in the Korean War, my grandfather lied about his age to go fight the Japanese in World War II. And he did that because his love for country, and it was the honor of his life, and he always looked favorably about that. But because of men and women that are willing or do give the ultimate sacrifice for our country, that's the only reason we can play a sport for a living. Mm-hmm. And so to me, that didn't sit well. But it's a new day, and now people are having fun.
Yeah.
People are having fun, and it's across the board, and it's nice. It's refreshing.
It is refreshing. You know, it's almost like it's allowing – something about this is like allowing sports to be what it was always intended to be. It's a great escape for people in the fan base. It's an opportunity that some kids would never have otherwise in the ranks of the athletes. It's like – I mean, you look at it, you know, you always hear the old thing about, you know, America's pastime, baseball, or, you know, the National Football League. And you think about these things as having flags waving over the stadiums. And for a while there, it's almost as if we weren't allowed to have that level of fun. I think you nailed it.
Right.
Well,
you're exactly right. But we're back now. We're back now. And that's good for our country. And it's good for everybody. Regardless of your station in life, it represents an opportunity where if you work hard and you keep your nose clean, you can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve in America. And it's the promise of opportunity, not a promise of result.
You know what's crazy too, man? This Trump dance, this Trump victory dance, which is like a little symbol of the bigger picture, is actually going worldwide. I've got an article here, believe it or not, from the Times of India. Times of India in my hand, talking about there's a video going viral where a Chinese groom, now China probably doesn't appreciate the Trump dance, but a Chinese groom goes into his wedding and then jumps into the Trump dance right there before he does the wedding.
And, you know, he was censored.
Yeah, he may have disappeared the next day. I don't know.
Yeah, right. I bet we don't have a quote from him.
No, we have a video. We have proof of life for a minute. Now we don't know where he is. But
now we don't know where he is.
But, you know, I even saw, too, that Nick Bosa, who plays for the 49ers, and also Baker Mayfield for the Buccaneers, that they were both doing the dance. I mean, it's just like
Calvin
it's everywhere.
Ridley.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin Ridley from the Titans that played at Alabama.
That's too funny.
Yeah, so that was it was great seeing him doing our Alabama guys doing the Trump dance. The Detroit, you see the Detroit Lions, that was one of my favorites because first they did the golf swing, the hole in one,
yes,
and then went to the dance.
Yeah, absolutely.
That one was one of my favorites.
Well, the whole thing is just funny, and I'm watching too. What's also interesting to me is watching athletes who are apparently not fazed anymore by not having to bow down to the woke agenda. I mean, like they're like saying, you know, I was for Trump already before you told me that I was even allowed to be for Trump. I mean, it was, and then you got
but
retired
you know,
at, go ahead.
And I think that's something we forget too, because because we get caught up in it. Looking back, man, we weren't thinking about politics in the locker room, the New England Patriots, Alabama, San Diego. We're thinking about playing football. And, you know, and some of that stuff, and a lot of the stuff you do, I started to learn more about politics to impress a girl, like most of the decisions we make at a younger age. I mean, my family, people are trying to put food on the table.
Yeah.
Put food on the table and have a good time and be good at their craft and now have fun with it. I don't think there's a lot of conversation. Unless it changed drastically after I left, there wasn't political conversations very often in the locker rooms. I mean, every now and then there would be something, but not much. But it's good to see people just having fun again, and for that to be, and for people to be involved, it's just refreshing.
Well, it is. And listen, man, we got about a couple minutes left here before we go, but I got to ask you. You said Trump came in the locker room. What memories do you have of Trump way back before he was political Trump? In the locker room, did you have any conversations with him, or what you saw?
Oh yeah, it's a very high level. You know, he would walk around just talking, you know, about golf or whatever it was at the time. But you know, when you have a group of athletes, there's very few people, especially professional athletes, that are at the top of their class. You're talking about Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Teddy Bruschi, Junior Seau, Mike Vrabels. I mean,
wow.
Some of the best well-known names in all sports and maybe in the country. And whenever he walks in the room, people notice. He has that air and presence about him. People noticed and always were so grateful for him participating. I mean, he's been a celebrity superstar and a very influential figure for a long, long time. Has always been fighting for this country in one manner, whether that's professionally in his previous private sector or now, when he put that up and gave that up to run for public service and serve the United States of America as president.
Well,
it was neat. It was a cool experience.
Well, and I bet it was, and I bet it's really something to. I say this in general for all of us. It's really something right now to watch how, as his administration comes together, and as you know, the House and the Senate are now in the place that they are, that we're looking at the opportunity to get some things done. But what I really see more than anything, you can almost feel it in the air, is that tangible sense that we're going to be able to feel better about what we do.
Well, yes. We can go out and work hard, do what's right, and achieve and accomplish goals. I think that's what we've got. I think that will help us with so many of our issues as a country, from to having direction and purpose is going to help a lot.
All that and make America fun again.
Let's go. Make it fun.
Wesley Britt, man, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, and thanks for that, and thank you for who you are.
Thank you, Phil. All right. We'll talk soon.
See you, man. Good call. That's just fun. And it's also, by the way, it's amazing. If you've ever been around Wesley, the guy is 6'9", 6'8", 300 pounds, and just the nicest, most calm personality of anybody you've ever been around.
And it's really funny to see pictures of him and Katie, his wife, next to each other.
She comes up to like his midsection.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back. I'll tell you some more about this this Trump happy dance, man. It's everywhere. It's around the world. It's and you know what? I think we may have coined a new phrase, or maybe Wesley did. Make America fun again. I'm loving it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I wish I'd named the Dipper that.